You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to start off my own personal segment by talking a little bit about what we've got coming up in the coming weeks. Next week we're going to have Gary Press on. Gary is the former publisher of the South Florida Business Journal. He's got a brand new magazine coming out all based on wealth in South Florida, and we're going to bring Gary and his team on to next week, and we're going to help him hopefully spread the word about the people that are wealthy here in South Florida, profile some of them here on the show for him as well. Also, a new addition to the team next week is going to be Shelley Bloom of Fashion Clothier fame. Shelley's going to come on, talk to us next week a little bit about what he's been doing here for the last 50 years. That's right, the guy even sold me my bar mitzvah suit. And then he's going to become a sponsor, so we're going to welcome Shelley Bloom to the show again next week. Now, it's summertime. Memorial Day is coming up. It's hot as a pistol out there. It's absolutely crazy, so you want to make sure you drive around and you're hydrated all the time. Make sure you keep that water in you. I've got my old water cooler right here. I take it with me everywhere. People think I carry my heart in there. I tell them, no, actually, it's my liver. I have no heart. But, you know, that's what's going on. And something else that's hot as a pistol, well, that's me. I'm hot as a pistol. I've closed a whole bunch of deals this year. I'm absolutely thrilled. You know, a bunch of loans, a bunch of land deals. Hey, I even flipped a piece of land within about a month and a half for twice what I originally sold it for. So, commercial real estate, if you're not making money, you're in the wrong business right now. And for that, I want to thank the guys at Aztec. They partner up with me on all my deals. I don't do anything solo. Everything at Aztec, we've got a partner there. So thank you, especially to my youngest partner, Jason Katz. He is absolutely the best. I want to give a shout-out to Jason. And, we're going to have just as much going on in the second half of the year. Got all kinds of stuff in the pipeline. It's just absolutely popping. I get calls or have a meeting with somebody new from out of town almost every day. They all want to come in. They all want to get a piece of what's happening here in Miami. And what is happening in Miami is an absolute phenomena that I haven't seen in my 45 years down here and gosh, 30-something years in business, and it's absolutely on fire. And it does make sense. We do need these things that are being built, these condos and the apartment buildings too. And the next thing that's going to come is a wave of office buildings. Next thing you're going to see is office buildings popping up in all these new urban downtowns. You're also going to see retail and multiple units of retailers coming into town, because as we get all of these new downtowns, and I got to just say it this way, transportation between them gets worse. And hey, I don't see how you're going to make transportation easier unless you double deck I-95. So as transportation gets tougher, you're going to have a fully self-contained urban environment. You're going to see office buildings and hotels coming to Wynwood and to Edgewater. You're going to see more retail come to downtown and Brickell and, you know, also Edgewater. You're going to continue to see an evolution in South Beach, which is, in my opinion, really becoming an international tourist mecca on par with some of the most popular international destinations across the world. And so Miami, it seems like this is the real deal. Not like the last time. It looks like this time there's an incredible international push to be in Miami and be seen in Miami and to live in Miami and have a place in Miami. My goodness, if you believe the Miami Herald, there's going to soon be a $50 million condo trade in this town. Wow, that just absolutely blows my mind. And now that we're here, I want to talk just another bit. We've been talking a little bit about the soccer stadium that Mr. Beckham wants to build. Well, they finally gotten off the port, and, well, they're still on the waterfront, and I got something to tell you. Get off the waterfront. The most intelligent place to put that stadium, at least in my opinion, is over by the airport. Lots of land, lots of connectivity to all the different communities in South Florida, and you'll be able to surround it with retail, office, residential, all kinds of things that make good sense. And it's also close to a waterway that will get you out to the open water. So they might be able to come up with a way to make a aquatic interface there with them. But you got to put it right by where all the trains come together with all the roads. East meets west, north meets south, and central stays there. I just like the area around the airport for this type of a facility. And now that we're here facing summer, I'm going to give everybody a piece of advice. It's something I do for myself all the time. Don't get frustrated because people are going to start going on vacation. Try to keep it all in order and try to keep your pace and momentum going, because with the market as hot as it is, you don't want to give up a half a day to unnecessary disorganization. Stay organized. Stay focused. That's what I use the weekend for. Weekdays, that's for the telephone. Nights and weekends, that's for getting organized. And make sure you do one thing. Take a vacation. Nobody's going to give you your vacation. You got to take it. You got to go up to the boss and say, I will be gone for X, Y, and Z. Because if you ask them, they're not going to give it up. And I can tell you, if you're in town, you're probably going to be working. Even if you're not going into the office, with the way that we're connected with email and cell phone and iPads and, you know, all the other stuff, you just can't get away from work unless you officially cut the cord, have your partner or somebody else take over for you. And if you're an entrepreneur, then you're really going to know what all the rest of the entrepreneurs know. You're going to burn out unless you have a capable and dependable number two. So keep focused. Don't let up. Make sure you take a vacation. Make sure you tune in for over the summer as we welcome Gary Press and his magazine to the show next week, as well as Shelley Bloom and Fashion Clothiers as a sponsor. And, of course, we'll have people like Bruce Turkel and Mike Valdez-Fooley talking about their business tips. It's going to be an absolute great summer. You're going to want to make sure you don't miss any of it. And what I want to do is I want to thank Oscar for helping me out. Oscar's been absolutely terrific. In fact, all the folks here at 880 have been terrific. We've been on the air now for over 5 years. We're talking to a lot of different people about how we can expand the reach and scope of the show, and we're just delighted. All of our sponsors are renewing. We're going to be on for sure. Oscar, you're going to still have a job, and so will that gerbil in the control room that keeps the power on here at 880 AM. Hey, I want to thank our guests. I want to give a special shout-out to Keisha Monteith, Dr. Keisha Monteith, the headache MD that U Health provided. She was awesome. Talking about the mysterious migraine headaches. You know, D. Wade has them. Somebody close to you probably has them. Maybe somebody in your office. Make sure you send them over to Dr. Monteith, and she's going to help you get rid of your migraines. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. We had Larry on today, and I was over at one of their events yesterday testing out the new Jaguar F-Type Coupe. Wow, what a car. I just can't wait to get there and beyond take it for a test drive. I'm going to own one of those suckers. I want to thank U Health, Tarek Maddox, always keeping me fit and healthy, the Miami Marlins and the Miami Dolphins, Bruce Turkel, Lauren's Kids, Publix, Magnum Energy Solution, the Aztec Group, Social Media 305, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate State Studies at the University of Florida, and more than anything, I want to thank you, our listeners. Make sure you go to Facebook, like our show, like the page, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from, follow me, at Jim Freed, the show, at Freed on Business, tweet us, retweet us, favorite us. We have a great time on Facebook. That's where I found out all about Dr. The Headache MD today. It's really kind of a lot of fun, even for an old guy like me. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, you know, our YouTube, some of them have over 1,000 plus hits. Our website, that gets more and more hits every week as we add to the great content there. It's www.freedonbusiness.com. So this is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 80 next Thursday at 5. We're going to have Gary Press. And remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You see, you don't talk.